outside Cafe Beva as the clouds roll in. I've had a coffee. Roger's had a coffee. We don't drink the same kind of coffee, by the way. But Roger Overall and Paul O'Mahony both participated in Audio Mo, a month-long audio challenge during the month of June, 30 days. The challenge, so to speak, or the invitation is put up 30 pieces of audio. But it's all over. It's finished. And I'm interested to find out how Roger feels today on the 5th of July in relation to, well, any feelings following Audio Mo. And of course, this is just an introduction to me telling you what I feel like after Audio Mo. Roger, how do you feel now that Audio Mo has come to an end until June 2022?
Relief that there's no longer an obligation to record every day and publish something every day. Disappointment that there is no longer the obligation to record something every day. And a sense of loss because, and with that, a sense of anticipation. I mean, these are two sides to the same coin.
You're not sitting on a fence, are you?
Like, no.
On the one hand, I'm happy. On the other hand, I'm upset.
Because these are all part and parcel. People think they have to live binary lives. Okay. If you live a binary life, my goodness.
No, these are mixed feelings.
So, the disappointment and the anticipation. They're two sides of the same coin because it's like there's the disappointment that it's there, the community exists for a moment, the community around Audio Mo in its purest sense exists for the month. Of course it can exist beyond that, these people don't vanish, but the Audio Mo thing exists for a month, and after that month there's a sense of, oh, it's over, it's gone, it's gone for another year. And I unfortunately am somebody who then, not unfortunately, but I'm somebody then who says, right, that's done and dusted for a year, and what a shame that that's over. But of course, we've got it to look forward to next year. So it's at the same time, it's a sense of loss and a sense of, well, it will come again, and I look forward to it again.
You're such a balanced human being, such a down-to-earth recognition of reality on the one hand, it's over, and that's a fact.
It is a fact.
That's not a feeling. No. That's a fact. You did use the word loss.
Yes, because you, in that month you have that sense of. Yes. I had that real sense of community. I've got to stop saying you as if this goes for everybody, but I have that sense of real sense of community, real sense of belonging to something, real sense of participating in something, real sense of helping sustain something for that month, and that gives you all kinds of positive feelings. Of course, there is the massive drag that lots of people also experienced, I know, because they said so on Audio Mo, that there is the pressure to create something every day. And of course, I go all out on Audio Mo. My Audio Mo, just in case people don't know, started in February or March when I started writing the scripts for my Audio Mo contribution, which I know is not necessarily in the spirit of Audio Mo. I recognise that as well.
Oh, I don't know. I would say Ernie says, look, there is no such thing as one absolutely determined spirit of Audio Mo.
So then I record every single day one of those scripts, and that takes anywhere between an hour to 3 hours sometimes. So it's a lot of pressure, which is why it all crumbled in the latter half of the month, because I just genuinely did not have the time.
Now you're using the opportunity of me asking you how you're feeling
to tell
the story of what you were doing in June and what you were doing in March.
So how do I feel about it? Disappointed, relieved, looking forward to next year, and what else? Oh, guilty. There's another bit of guilt because I dropped out to the extent that I wasn't able to listen to people's contributions. It wasn't high enough priority on my to-do list. So I have a little bit of guilt that I didn't catch up on everybody's Audio Mos yet. So there you are. There's loads of feelings, Paul.
Okay, now look, you can just imagine I'm waiting to blurt out.
Yes, how do you feel?
My
to the point of this recording.
Yeah, exactly. I have a completely different set of feelings today, the 5th of July. And it is that I think, what's this thing about cold turkey? Who said cold turkey was good? 30th of June, last day, stop. It's a bit like, you know, I've been on cocaine all month. And suddenly, on the 1st of July, I'm expected to come off it. Right? That is not something that everybody recommends. Well, most people don't. But the key thing is that I'm cheesed off with the end of it. Now, I'll tell you why. That I did actually get a feeling that I was closer to some people than I'd ever been before, especially people I'd never met before. And secondly, that more people were paying attention to me than ever before. The number of notifications I was getting on Twitter for people who had liked things, people who had said yes, people who had said much longer things, tiny number of people who had actually responded in audio to what I had said, I felt more connected with a group of people via any social media, social medium, than before. So I had this growing feeling of being connected and engaged, and suddenly all the buggers fecked off. They stopped doing it. So I have today come up with this effort to say, what about a mini audio mo that is winds down slowly, at least. Because you see, this alternative hashtag, which is audio 365, you've already referred to the fact that some people want to do audio every day. But you see, as soon as you remove, the invitation or challenge to do it every month, and you had a goodly number of people, more than I was able to listen to, frankly, doing it, and you say, oh yeah, just put audio 365, it just becomes a joke, because that doesn't lead to anything. Who's going to get up in the morning and check their hashtag 365 to see if there's anything on it? And if I put up something with hashtag 365, how many people are going to even like it, comment with a single word, respond? Zilch.
The issue with 365, to my mind, compared to Audio Mo, is Audio Mo gets a lot of its significance because it does come and go. It is a fixed period of time. It is something to look forward to, and it has its power, I believe, it generally gets its power from the fact that it is a limited challenge. It is not Audio Mo in July. It isn't Audio Mo in December. And Audio 365,
yeah.
Well, that's limit. That's infinity, basically. Because
but Audio Mo is a single short burst of huge satisfaction, almost, or well, orgasmic would be to go a bit too far. But let's at least recognize that there's an undercurrent of sexual experience underpinning Audio Mo, which is that it becomes particularly intense, and then it stops. And in fact, for many people, not everybody obviously, it goes away and it doesn't come back for a long time. So there's a gap experience. And even if for some people, you know, 2 days is a big gap, for others it might be a month in between intense experiences. So Audio Mo has got this, it moves with the rhythm of a sexual experience. Let's all get into bed together for a month, right? And then let's all
describing an audio
get out. Yeah, that's it, an audio orgy. So, and I'm looking for the post-coital experience of the wind down, the fag after the experience, if you like, the cigarette.
Paul needs a cuddle.
That's exactly, you see, I use this phrase already today that I'm feeling a bit empty. Nobody's talking to me after the intense experience we've had. Now, there have been many people who have written about this, and, you know, it's not Oh, let's push the boundary a little bit further. Forgive me. This is Paul, not Roger. It's not only women who experience the absence of company. Men too can feel like they'd like a bit more company after the intensity of the previous piece of time. So I have been wondering how I can, you know, stay in touch. And I'm afraid that audio 365 doesn't do it for me. Now, you clearly are relieved and don't want to stay in touch. You're happy to. I'm thinking ahead to next year, and that's great. And you're definitely not wanting to be interrupted during the month of July, August, September, October by a whole load of tweets that tell you, oh, Roger, what did you mean by the oncologist? Or what's the word for a winologist?
Enologist.
Enologist, as opposed to oncologist.
I tell you what, because for me, the event derives its power from its limited availability, its scarcity.
Oh, yes.
For instance, you know I rave about the Barclay Marathon.
Yes.
Which is a once every year event.
Yes.
If we're lucky. And it would lose its power if that was every year. Every month or every week. And a lot of things work that way. Christmas would lose its power for most people if it were every day. So
definitely it would. And to make sure that people have a similar experience, birthdays have been invented. Now, birthdays are the other time in the year when you can get presents. And in case that's not enough, anniversaries have been invented. And in case that's not enough, some other, let's celebrate the fact that you got a good night's sleep has been invented. But look, the Barclay Marathon, I submit, is very absolutely critical that is not repeated and cannot be repeated. You know, there's no chance. No one could ever replicate it. But there is, for those who are really hooked on that kind of a big experience, there are other running endurance experiences that you are familiar with, which give endurance junkies an opportunity to keep going. And I'll bet you some of the Barclay Marathon people have been known to meet at one of those other things.
Oh, absolutely they have. But of course, what each of those events does, I mean, last weekend, not the weekend gone, the weekend before, we had Western States, another endurance event, completely different in character and nature. Again, comes around every year. Yes, there are similar races, but they are not the unique character. And this is the interesting thing. You look forward to the events that have a unique character and a unique nature.
You see, you've just reminded me that there was another audio experience.
Oh, the February?
There was February, and I can't remember what the defining characteristics of February are.
Well, there was a big debate about, it almost bordered on a row as far as I could tell at one point. What are the topics for Audio Mo? And of course, Audio Mo, there are no topics. There are no daily set topics.
None.
February has a structured, today I believe it has a structure. Somebody will correct me if it's not true. It has a structure of today's audio is going to be about kittens and tomorrow's audio is going to be about cheese, and the audio after that's going to be about why your car is rubbish.
Was responsible for the establishment of an similar activity in the month of October, which ran for a few years. 1 year particularly successfully, and then it gradually went on for about maybe 4 years. And it was Slandy he's in Montreal, isn't he? Yeah. Slandy in Montreal, who came up with the title for it. I came up with a concept, and Slandy came up with a title, which I thought brought the whole thing together. It was called Octaver. Octaver was a 30 days all about music. And it was curated in the sense of, by all I mean by the word curated is that the first week, the topics were set by one individual. It needed four people, ideally, to run it. You got week one to do. You had seven topics about music. Could be anything like, you know, what's your favorite soundtrack, film soundtrack? That's the topic for today. And you had to put up seven topics for the week up on a website, a blog or something like that. And there were 30 of them. And I remember Simon Toon, Sassy Cat did it. McColgan did it. A week. You had a week. I did it, and I don't know who else did it. They were, you know, you needed four volunteers. And of course, because it was, well, not, I'm not saying, it was, the reason Ernie Audio most succeeded was because Ernie ran it, and Ernie's more popular than me. But basically, the key thing is,
I think the reason it still exists is you stopped organising it. It's probably what it is.
That audio, no, I didn't. The reason Octaver doesn't exist anymore is actually because I would have ended up being the one person doing it. It kind of got reduced every year to the point where eventually, probably during one of my bouts of depression in about 2014 or 16, I stopped and nobody picked it up. And then somebody said, probably, you know, months later, by the way, did we forget to do Octaver?
Now,
I have had this ridiculous... Yeah, I have had... And you know what? This conversation with you is going to have a lasting effect, because I think I have been persuaded by something you said, that there is a role for Octaver. Okay, it's a specialist thing. It's about music, and there are people who can't stand music. So I would expect those people who have participated in Audio Mo and have been greatly relieved that there was hardly any music, because in Octaver, for example, you could actually sing a song, or you could play a musical instrument. You could also play pieces of opera. I think I did a whole week on opera, perhaps at one stage. But the key, or my favourite pieces of music. I know one of the question themes was, you know, what are your Desert Island Discs? That was it, because that's name eight pieces of music that you would take to a desert island if you were going to be marooned there for an indefinite period of time. What would be your eight pieces of music? And of course, it's a copy of... We better stop this audio, shouldn't we? It's gone on long enough. Has it?
The crux of the matter is, you miss Audio Mo before you... Really, what you need is some kind of methadone to take the edge off, an audio version of methadone, so that you, or an audio cuddle for a month.
It's the word cuddle. It is the association of methadone and cuddle is spot on. It's that cuddle afterwards.
But there must be a group of people within the Audio Mo community who feel similarly, who are not like me, who think, well, Christ, that's done for another year. Really glad it's going to come back next year. But in the meantime, I am full sated. I do not need this anymore in my life. I've got other things going on.
There's one guy.
Well,
there's one guy who's come out and said publicly and set himself up. Well, maybe not. He's actually Pilgrim Chris Pilgrim, right? Has actually said, I am setting myself the challenge of 365 pieces of audio. And this is a guy who has done no audio for years, right? He used to be on Audio Boo.
Yes, but he is somebody who has done a lot of audio in the past.
He has.
Yeah, so
no question.
He's not somebody who's come to this thinking, oh, this will be a doddle. He's come to this, I believe, knowing what a commitment doing 365 days in a row is.
Well, you know, the way to do 365 days is to totally, what's the word, ensue quality. Yeah. You just say, I couldn't give a damn what I'm putting up, but every piece of audio is an archaeological artifact or something like that, an audiology. Anyway, it basically is putting down a marker. So I simply have to turn on my phone. Here, Lou, come here, Louis, come here. Oh. I simply have to turn on the sound and turn it off and put a title on it and press a button.
Yeah.
That actually, if you strip it down to that, and you say to people, forget about your reputation, forget about the fact that people are going to get an impression of you based upon what you put up, whether you like it or not. Forget about it that people are going to make a whole load of assumptions about what your values are. Who are the people you associate with? What kind of a childhood you had? How much income you have?
Okay, now you're terrifying a whole load of people who thought, oh, this might be something I might do, and now they're thinking, forget it. I don't want to go through that.
So basically, there you can do 300. No, my effort was, and it obviously spectacularly did not succeed, is that it's ever so easy to do 365 pieces of audio. Right?
Yeah, well.
You have to be carefree, footloose, and fancy free. You have to just be prepared to be yourself, let it all out.
And that's easy in a way for you or I to do, because we're experienced audio people. You've beaten me so far away from my natural tendencies that that's exactly what I did when I had to abandon my original plan for Audio Mo, which was to produce the...
And you didn't feel ashamed of yourself, did you?
No.
No, see? Good. You're the development program had over 15 years or longer has worked.
The 15-year-long indoctrination has finally paid off. But there will be people who will still find that very difficult to do. Anyway, look, the question was, how do we feel about Audio Mo being finished? And it's ended up now with, are you committing yourself now to doing audio every day? Are you committing yourself to relaunching Octavia, whatever it's called? Are you committing yourself to doing maybe even a monthly, different monthly thing that you're going to organise? Where does this lead you?
But you know, I've achieved what I wanted, which is that I've actually had an audio experience.
I've been tricked.
I've recorded my...
I've been
I've
used.
Spoken, and I've listened to you.
I feel abused.
This is a perfect Audio Mo type experience. And there we are. So whether or not this will inveigle anyone else into doing it, but at least I now have the confidence to find another human being and talk to them during the year ahead. Rather than have to wait until next June to speak to somebody.